If you are a regular visitor to our website, you already know that at NPR, we do a whole lot more than radio these days. There are amazing photo slides, interactive videos, sound and images that take you to all kinds of new places. And some of NPR's most innovative programming now comes from our visual team. One of the designers there is NPR's Kainaz Amaria, and a big part of her job is figuring out how to use the interwebs to tell stories in a whole new way.
We're trying to capture that NPR-ness online. You know, we know what NPR sounds like, and our job is to harness that sound online with visual storytelling, to capture that driveway moment on your screen and to give you that experience.
And experience is an important word, right? Because we can get stuck looking online at top 10 lists or just static pictures, but this is something different, right?
Yeah, it's kind of more immersive, right? It's storytelling that's using images and text and giving you an experience, letting you fall down the rabbit hole with us. One of the things that we created is a space to kind of do experimental storytelling. It's called Look at This. And the first one that we did out of the gates was about homeless vets. And we wanted to not only photograph the vets, but we wanted to get a little bit deeper than that. So what we did was we photographed the vets and then asked the vets to look at their images and asked them to pick the images that they would want to represent them. And in doing so, we gleaned something from that. A similar ethos with the second story, it was called Plastic Rebirth, and it was looking at plastic surgery in Brazil and how it's perceived. And we made portraits of different women who had gotten plastic surgery and then asked them about their relationship with that. So Look at This isn't just a place where we use imagery, but the imagery is a starting point to a deeper conversation.
So tell me about the NPR project called The Color Project?
The Colors.
The Colors.
This is Color.
Yeah.
So it was sort of born out of this color series that we're doing on the radio. And Beth Novi and Nicole Cohen, fabulous women at the arts desk, was like, what can we do that's fun?
Okay, well, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's get into this.
It.
This is Color is the name of this project. So, okay, so here I am at the website. This is npr.org/colors. And right away, I'm noticing, I mean, there's a lot of color here, but it's also moving. Is this video? What is this?
Yeah, you're noticing some movement and some texture. What the team wanted to do was give you this feeling of sort of an old school slide projector. They're inspired by this 1950s film by a professor at MIT that talked about color. And so that was sort of the aesthetic that we wanted to give, sort of like classroom lesson on these facts. So sort of immersing you into this space. And this is where the music comes into. This was directly from the video that we sourced.
All right, clicking through. Okay.
If you go to yellow, one of my favorite ones.
Sure.
This is one of the facts that we call pea paint.
Okay, explain.
Well, just read it.
Okay. Pea paint. Until the late 1800s, Indian yellow, a popular painter's pigment, was made from cow urine.
Who knew?
I'll be darned.
That's crazy.
Not me. I did not know that. Specifically from the, quote, urine crystals of cows fed entirely mango leaves, a diet that rendered cattle haggard. Wow.
So it's fun. It's engaging. It's entertaining. It's got movement. It's got music. It could have been simply a list of facts with a photo. But one of the things that we're experimenting with is how to make things of the web, how to create an experience, not just putting things on the web, but really making them native to this platform and this type of storytelling.
Tune in tomorrow for more on NPR's Color series. It starts on Morning Edition. You can also find the project app at npr.org/colors.